Welcome back. In this intermediate Ableton Live 12 groove lesson, we're going to route an Amen-style bassline for reg-infused chaos. And I mean the good kind of chaos, the kind that feels like the bass is literally dancing with the break, not just sitting under it. The big idea is simple. Instead of programming a busy bass rhythm by hand, we're going to steal the rhythm from the Amen itself. But we'll do it cleanly and predictably by building a dedicated ghost trigger track. That ghost track won't be heard. It's just a rhythm map that controls how your bass moves. By the end, you'll have two bass layers, a clean sub that stays solid and ducks out of the way of drum hits, and a mid or res layer that gets chopped by the Amen rhythm using a sidechained gate, so it stutters and talks like jungle. Let's set the session vibe first. Set your tempo somewhere around 172 to 176 BPM. Classic rolling territory. Now drop an Amen break onto an audio track. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients. And in the transient loop mode choose forward. Then set the beat division to start at 1/16th or 1/32nd, depending how crisp you want the chopping. Quick teacher note here. If the Amen isn't tight, nothing downstream will feel tight. So before you even think about bass routing, make sure the break is locked to the grid and hitting with intent. Now we build the ghost trigger track. Duplicate your Amen track. Command or Control D. Rename the duplicate to Amen trigger, ghost. This is important. We want a stable, consistent control signal that won't change just because we decide to mix or process our audible drums later. On the ghost track, add utility and pull the gain all the way down to minus infinity. Don't just mute it without thinking. We want it silent, but we also want it available as a sidechain input. Now put EQ8 on the ghost. High pass it around 120 to 200 Hz to remove low junk. Then add a little boost somewhere in the 2 to 5K range. What we're doing is making the transients easier for sidechain detectors to read. Next, add saturator. Drive it about 3 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. This is one of those small moves that makes the entire system feel more consistent, because the peaks become more uniform and your gate opens more predictably. Optional but powerful. Add a gate on the ghost track itself to tighten it. Set the threshold so only the main hits really pass through. If your Amen is super busy with hat ticks and you don't want the bass chattering constantly, this is where you decide what the ghost track means. Think of it like a rhythm map. Most of the time, a better bass groove comes from kick and snare emphasis with just a few ghost notes, not every tiny detail. Also decide now whether you want a sidechain from pre-FX or post-FX. If you choose post-FX, your bass rhythm follows your process trigger, which is great if you've ECT and clipped it for consistency. If you choose pre-FX, it follows the raw transients, which can feel more human and slightly less machine gun. Cool. Ghost track done. Now we build the bass. Create a MIDI track called Bass SUB. Load operator. Oscillator to sign. Keep it simple. If you want just a touch more audibility on smaller speakers, you can blend a tiny bit of triangle from oscillator B, but keep it subtle. This is still a sub. For MIDI, start with one long note. Seriously, one bar or two bars on, say, F or G. Don't overprogram yet. The movement is going to come from routing. Now the sub-processing. Add EQ8 and low pass around 120 to 150 Hz. If it's too boomy, you can dip a little around 40 to 60, but don't automatically carve just because you can. Listen. Then add a compressor for sidechain ducking. Turn sidechain on. Set audio from to Amen trigger, ghost. Choose post-FX if you're using the ghost CQ and saturation to shape detection. Start with ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release somewhere like 60 to 140 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you're getting about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on the Amen hits. What you're listening for is not pumping because pumping is cool. You're listening for the sub staying heavy, while the transient energy of the break still cuts through. The kick and snare should feel like they own the front edge, and the sub should feel like it's glued underneath, without smearing. Now for the fun part. The Amen-style mid-bass that gets gated. Create a second MIDI track called Bass MAD, gated, for the instrument. Grab Waveatable for speed and nastiness. Set OSC 1 to saw, OSC 2 to square, detune it slightly. Add unison, maybe 2 to 4 voices, but keep the amount modest. This isn't a trance super saw moment. It's a jungle weapon. Alternatively, if you prefer operator, you can do a resish thing with 2 saws detuned slightly. Either route works. Now do some tone shaping before the gate. Add saturator with 5 to 10 dB drive, soft clip on. Optionally add amp for a bit of edge, but keep it subtle. Then EQ8, high pass around 120 to 180 Hz so you're not stepping on the sub. If it's biting too hard, tame a bit around 2 to 4K. Now place a gate after that tone shaping. This is the key device for the Amen Chopped feel. Open the gate sidechain section. Turn sidechain on. Choose Amen trigger. Ghost is the input. Now dial in the gate. Attack fast, like 0.1 to 1 millisecond. Hold 5 to 20 milliseconds. That hold is your anti-click insurance. Release 30 to 80 milliseconds to set the chop length. Floor all the way down to minus infinity for hard cuts, or bring it up to around minus 12 dB if you want it to breathe, rather than fully mute. Now listen. Your mid-bass should start talking in the rhythm of the Amen. It's not just sidechain pump. It's actual rhythmic articulation. If you hear nasty clicks, don't panic. Three fixes, in order. Raise hold slightly. Raise floor a bit. Try minus 24 to minus 12 instead of minus infinity. And inside wavetable or operator, add a tiny amp envelope fade in, like 2 to 8 milliseconds. That keeps the bite but removes the digital tick at the start of each chop. Now let's make it feel ragga and not sterile. First, micro variation in pitch. Keep your bass note mostly constant, but add occasional spice. Try a quick jump up 7 semitones, like a fifth, for an 8th note moment, or a quick octave stab, up 12, right before a snare. These are tiny gestures, but in jungle they read as attitude. Second, timing feel. Use groove pool. Right-click your Amen clip and extract groove. Then apply that groove to the bass MID MIDI clip, and maybe your hats too if you want them to lock. Start with timing at 20 to 40%. Random at 5 to 15%. Velocity doesn't matter much here unless you're using velocity to drive something, but you can keep it low. Important warning, if you overdo groove timing, the drop can feel late. Jungle can be swung, but it still has to punch you in the face on time. Third, controlled chaos with filtering. On bass mid, after the gate, add auto filter. Choose low pass or band pass depending on your vibe. Set the frequency somewhere between 300 Hz and 2K Hz to start, and resonance maybe 10 to 25%. You can automate the filter frequency over phrases, or if you want performance control, put the mid-chain into a rack and map filter frequency to a macro. Here's a big coaching tip. Your gate is already creating rhythm, so don't add a second rhythmic LFO that fights it. If you want motion, keep modulation subtle. Think texture evolution, not competing groove. Now we bus it. Select bass sub and bass mid, and group them. Command or Control G. Name it bass bus. On the bass bus, add EQ8 for cleanup. If it's muddy, gently dip around 200 to 400 Hz. If it's abrasive, check 1 to 2K. Then add glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 milliseconds. Release auto. Aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not flattening. Then add a limiter as safety, just catching rare peaks, not turning it into a brick. Now, sub management. Put a utility on the sub track or on the bus, and make sure the low end is mono. In live you can use utility width control, or do a mono below approach with your EQ and routing workflow. Either way, keep the sub centered. Wide sub is a fast track to weak translation and weird club systems. Also, keep an eye on latency-heavy devices. If you use look ahead or anything that adds delay, toggle reduced latency when monitoring in the options menu and listen for feel changes. Drum and bass groove is sensitive. A few milliseconds can make it feel like it's leaning back. Now let's talk arrangement, because this routing setup is basically a progression machine. Try a 32-bar drop concept. Bars 1 through 8. Keep it controlled, sub steady, mid gated tight, shorter release, Amen mostly unedited, bars 9 through 16, escalate, automate gate release slightly longer so the mid sustains more and roars between hits, add a couple of Amen edits, like 1/32nd stutters before the snare, bars 17 through 24, ragga switch up, mute the kick for a bar and let the gated bass and break imply the rhythm, add dub style space with short reverb throws on the snare, but keep reverb off the sub. Bars 25 through 32, peak chaos. Open the filter on the mid. Optionally change your ghost trigger emphasis, so the bass starts responding differently without changing the MIDI notes. That's actually a core power move, progression without rewriting the bass line. You just change what the bass listens to. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't sidechain from your audible Amen track. If you later change drum processing, your bass rhythm changes unexpectedly. Use the ghost. If your gate release is too short, it'll sound clicky and thin. Use hold and consider raising floor slightly. Don't distort the sub. Keep the sub clean. Put the aggression in the mid. Don't leave too much low end in the mid layer. High pass it and let the sub own below roughly 120 to 150. Now a couple advanced upgrades if you want to go deeper. One is a two trigger system for call and response. Duplicate the ghost into ghost kick and ghost snare. AQ and gate the kick ghost so only kickish hits pass. AQ boost 2 to 6k and gate the snare ghost so only snare cracks pass. Then on the mid base, use two gates in series. Gate 1 keyed by ghost kick. Shorter release for chatter. Gate 2 keyed by ghost snare. Longer release for bark. You'll hear the bass speak differently on the 1 versus the 2 and 4. It's ridiculous in the best way. Another is turning the ghost into a programmable sequencer without touching the laudable amen. Slice the amen to a new MIDI track with simpler slicing by transients. Delete most slices. Keep just a few key hits. Program a new MIDI clip for the ghost slices. Keep it silent and sidechain from that. Now you can write jungle edits that control bass movement while your audible amen stays consistent. If you're using MIDI triggers for the ghost, use live 12 clip probability. Set some 16th hits to 30 to 60% chance. Keep anchor hits at 100. Now the bass misbehaves in a repeatable, musical way.